Oh boy, what, here we go. Month two in our great Team Kaizen adventure here.
Nikan too.
Month two. We've got 8 months to go. This is pretty exciting. And we want to say congratulations to all of you that you are our rising stars, because, you know, that's the step one of the Nikan plan. For all of us that were former, you know, that were in Nikan before the end of the year, they do actually give us one extra month to be a QE. But I think most of you are able to, you're QE, so that's, you know, that's step number one. And, you know, that's leading by example. That's a necessary step to be a Team Kaizen candidate. And it's also, you know, the building block is leading by example. And as we do it ourselves, and then as we help, you know, teach three to reach three, as we do that, we're all going to build this solid, predictable income that will grow as it ripples out, as we duplicate. So that's pretty exciting. So one of the things we want to continue to do to keep, you know, our personal volume strong, and as we bring people on board to help them have a strong personal volume, is to, you know, take really good care of our customers. And I know a lot of you are doing that. And I know, let's see, Lori White, congratulations. You did the, you know, the customers, the 2015, our customer incentive program, that if you bring on two new customers in the same month that have 100 points or more in volume, that you, as the person that brought them on board, you get the 50 Nikan reward dollars. So congratulations, Lori.
Thank you.
And some of you are muted out, so if anybody wants to talk at any time, raise your hand with a 5-star, please.
Yes, because we've got lots of exciting things, and this is a, you know, this is a team call, it's an action call, it's an interactive call. So I'll just go over kind of the outline. We're going to share, you guys that have sent us your numbers, that are being accountable and that sent us your numbers, you guys are going to get to share your share an aha from January, either a big win or a mind shift. You know, share something that's really making a difference for you, and then also share your goals and action plans for February. And then we are going to talk about using, you know, having a process, a duplicatable process, using our prospect tracker to track people through the process, using our blueprint to teach three to reach three. I attached those again. I mean, print yours out, and you, because you're a rising star, I mean, you duplicate. I mean, you did it. You started it. So put a big heart, you know, put a big red heart. Take a magic marker and put a big red heart right on you, because that's what you're going to duplicate, and we're all going to build this solid, you know, this solid blueprint. And we're going to talk a little bit about, I also attached the Botanus, how he went out, how he launched his business and got information out to 100 people in 100 days and followed up. And I really want all of us to think about committing to a 90-day launch, to also commit to getting information, get 100 people into the process in the next 90 days. And, you know, that can that'll be the level of activity, I think, that'll make it happen for all of you to make sure that you're in the team, you know, that you are in Team Kaizen in October on stage. And then I have, you guys, I want all of us to do for next week is to visualize, you know, start visualizing yourself on stage in San Antonio in October. Maybe even buy your clothes that you're going to wear on stage. Put up signs around your house. You know, I am Team Kaizen. You know, put up something that put pictures of yourself, so you can see yourself, you know, being on stage, and write your speech. Write your speech. You know, looking back, your acceptance speech. You know, here you are. You're getting. I don't know if they're going to give us pins or what we're getting. You know, but here you are on stage. You're being recognized as a Team Kaizen member. And I don't know if everybody's going to get to talk or not, probably not, because there'll be so many, but write your speech anyway, because you can give it to us. and write your speech, you know, looking back over the 9 months, you know, how did you do it? What obstacles did you overcome? What were your mindset changes? What were your actions? How did you find your three QEs, and how did you develop your two front level silver? So write your talk, and then next week on this call, those of you that are being accountable and have sent us your accountability numbers will get to share. Okay, so let's go ahead and start this morning. Let's see, where's my list of everybody that sent their numbers in? Let's go ahead and share. So, Lori White, you sent us your numbers, so go ahead and share a win for January or an aha and your goals for February.
Okay. I decided in January that I was going to sort of ease myself into the program, just getting my health back in order. So I was really happy with what I achieved according to those goals. The customer appreciation program, I tend to coddle people, and I do a lot of running around delivering things and put people on my own autoship. And I decided that there's only a few people. I have a couple clients that are quite ill and on disability, and so I don't mind doing that. But I have a lot of customers that, you know, now they should be customers. So that's why I'm starting to register people, having things shipped directly to them. This is a business. So I think that was an aha and a bit of a paradigm shift for me. All in good, you know, still trying to help people, but sometimes reality has to take its place. My goal was to be quality enrolled, which I was, and then some. I had the two customers, and when I look at the numbers, I really like the numbers because they let me quantify and qualify what I'm doing. And I notice that there's a part of me that's still trying to resurrect the dead a little bit. I have a lot of follow-ups with people that have been in my business or customers, and I'm not getting a lot of appointments. So that was a good aha to look at that and say, you know, it's time to get fresh people, get out there, do some events. So for February, I have three events that I'm going to do on the 8th, the 18th, and the 22nd. I just posted the first one on the calendar, Nikan Events. It won't be up until they approve it, but it's focusing on heart health, which is February is the month of heart health. So that's great, and we have our progesterone and CAG and things like that and the vital balance. So that's going to be fun, I think, and they're going to be here at my home, so that's where I'm starting things. My goal is to have my three quality enrolled for February and more. I like the way you put that, more is okay. double my volume, and start using my 90-day planner because I really like that framework. I don't use it exactly like the Bible, but I use it as a framework, and to have more customers and just to keep going and increasing my pace. As I started off a little slow, but it's time to get going. So I'm excited about February.
And your son came on board as a QE.
Yeah, he's been debating whether to do NECAN or not, and we're just going into that process of he's reading the four-year career, and like I say, he's starting a business with his partner, but I think obviously there's time to do NECAN part-time, definitely. So he loves the product. It's just been a godsend to him. So, yeah, I'm excited about working with him. He's a great guy, and I think that we could have some fun, and he could see some added income. So, yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Yay. Julie Matt.
Good morning. Excuse me. An aha. Well, let's see. I had very similar aha to what Gloria had shared on the weekend with the negativity and just being able to turn it around. And as soon as I turned my mindset around, things just started clicking again. Like within moments, Gloria was sitting in my kitchen and it happened. And she called me on my attitude. Good girl. And I switched it. I was able to switch it right away because we were sitting there in the kitchen waiting, thinking, well, I was thinking that we weren't going to have enough people showing up. And then Gloria asked me what was wrong, and I was concerned about a couple of different things, personal and business-wise. And we talked about it for 2 or 3 minutes, and I was able to just kind of get it off my chest, shake it off. And truthfully, within moments, headlights hit the driveway, and people started showing up that we weren't even anticipating coming. So it really is that fast that it can come into play. So that was a huge aha for me. And another one sort of yesterday, driving home from an event, with some friends, just realizing my husband and I were just kind of talking through people we can speak with, and I realized that I'm just really not out in my community as much as I used to be, just because of my corporate work has been sucking my life away from me, and I need to change that. I need to get out into the community and be more available so that I have more people to speak with and to reach out to. So I'm going to try to figure out how to alter that in my life so that I can do some of that. And I know that not just from a Nikin perspective, it will certainly help me just feel better about being part of the community a little bit more. I used to volunteer all the time, and I haven't been doing that, and that hurts. So I'm going to get back out there and do that. So I think that's a goal for me for February, to start doing that, and through that being able to help more people and introduce Nikin to more people. So I'm going to do that. We have an event coming up this Sunday, so we're just pushing to have as many people in attendance as possible. And Gloria is doing a like event on Sunday in Atlanta, so we're spreading the joy, so that's great. And I also heard this morning that my downline Jill is, her daughter has signed up, and she lives in Moscow. She signed up on the U.S. side, but she physically lives in Moscow, and she's already lining up a lot of people there who are very interested in purchases and signing up. So as soon as she becomes senior, we'll be able to get some Russian activity happening on our account. So that's very exciting.
Congratulations.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
And I thought Erica was a quality enrolled. Your
yes.
flyer is so gorgeous. Is it okay? Could I send that flyer out to give the other Team Kaizen candidates ideas?
Sure, absolutely. And it's a Word document, so anybody can change it. And the most recent one, Karen, is a lot smaller. I downsized the quality of the photograph, so it's a smaller document.
Okay. I just thought it was spectacular. You know, pictures move people. So that's awesome.
Thank you. We got to move on, guys.
Okay. All right. Who else needs our numbers? That's on. Yeah, David Anderson.
David, wait a minute here. Okay, you're unmuted, David.
Okay. Well, actually, this morning I'm a little bit more in the listen mode. I am preparing to celebrate fully the family section as I'm leaving later. Tomorrow we're going to be going to Disneyland with the grandkids for a week. And so appreciating that I can enjoy this. Part of my aha for January was for me to go back and really flesh out why I am doing Nikin, and also to tangibly imagine and enjoy some of the things that I really want, because I've said, well, because money by itself doesn't really motivate me, but you know, my primary goal here is for retirement, and so I needed to sit down for myself and sort of inspire myself and get myself excited. I mean, for myself, because there's so many exciting things in Nikin, but I needed to connect with that personally. The
Great.
Other aha for me was to look at sort of the 20-80% rule, where in terms of putting some time into the 20% of those activities that really pay off. And what that means is we do a lot of different things, connecting, listening, and reading, but it's the contacting with the people that really matters. And so I need to measure that and up that. And just to backtrack one thing, by being more excited about what I'm doing, there is a posture, I think, and I don't know if that comes from Jeff Eisen, just having a posture of confidence. And so I was able to schedule a seminar with a running store on the technologies of magnetics. It's more product-oriented, but I'm a runner, and I'd love to talk to other runners about our products and just as a lead-in, because they help so much. So that just went really well because, you know, my posture – there's an excitement going on with the whole company, and also there's an excitement going on with me about what's going on. Thank you.
That is so powerful. It is totally about posture. It's totally about mindset. I mean, it's really a pretty simple business. And so when we have that posture, that self-confidence, and, you know, doing workshops, seminars at a running store. I mean, what a fabulous idea. You can just make some really great connections. So, great job.
Okay, let's see. Next, Candace Moore.
You got lots of things going, girl. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. Well, my aha was to just realize that people are really nice. You know, I mean, I think that they're all scary, but they are really nice. And so I opened up and I decided to this month to just get out there and talk to people and see where it goes. My setup for Friday is going to be 4 to 5 people, and it's snowing now, but that's okay. It won't be snowing on Friday. And so I'm in preparation for doing that. My aha moment is to realize that this is a process, and I'm enjoying the videos I'm listening to and watching and the books I'm reading. And my confidence level is getting higher and higher, and I know it. And I did do some dreaming the other day and saw myself in San Antonio. And I'm beginning to open up to the dream part of me it's been quiet and it's been asleep for so long. And it's taken me a little while to get it revved up. But now that it's getting revved up, and I like what she said about the negativity. Yeah, Gloria, that is so important to, once that starts in, just say no. You're not going there. This is not the time to do it. And so that's my aha.
Yay.
Yeah, hit your reset button. Good girl, Candace. Woohoo.
let's see next. How about Regis Sue? Regis Sue Bolton.
Sorry, I just had to take Skype off mute. Big aha for me is all these years of enjoying Nikan as a customer and promoting Nikan products, and forgot the most important product, which is the business. Is, you know, kind of, it was, oh, by the way, there is a business. And so starting off this week, actually in the next couple of hours, to go into the School of Kinesiology and Health Studies and talk to them about collaborative entrepreneurship, using Nikan as the vehicle. So I'm really excited to put my money where my mouth is, so to speak. And I'm offering a free 15-minute consult to by phone or in person, to see who wants to look at Nikan as a future career for them. So many kids are going on to grad school, to other disciplines, because there ain't no jobs. Being able to offer Nikan as a possible job, that they don't have to wait until they graduate. They can start part-time now, or and full-time when they finish, or whatever they want to fit in the nooks and crannies. The other thing I'm looking at doing this week is following up on a referral I got from meeting I had with a business person last week who's involved with the Kingston Ponies baseball team, and approaching the athletes, both from the product perspective in terms of improving performance and shortening recovery, but also to fit the business side, the collaborative entrepreneur, where they can be in business for themselves but not by themselves, and fit it into the nooks and crannies of their training and competition.
That is so exciting. You know, I think all of us on this call, I mean, to look at college-age people, because there's not a lot of choices out there right now. And like what you said, Rita Sue, they can earn while they're in school. You know, normally college, you just go to college for 4 years and you spend lots of money, but you don't earn any money. I mean, I think there's a tremendous gold mine there, and that's really exciting. So thank you for that. It'll be fun to see how that goes, but I think that's a great, you know, great idea.
That's if we go in the middle of a major snowstorm in Kingston.
All right. Well, thank you. Patricia Van Gilder.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, I was just looking at my calendar, and, folks, I am so excited because in 4 weeks and 4 days, we're all going to be in Orlando. I mean, hello, how exciting is that? And since February is a short month, my goal is to really focus in on the things that I did glean from January, which is, and it may sound pretty basic, but if you don't book appointments, you don't show the plan. I had a good, strong, early part of January. Then my job took my time, and I didn't book as many appointments. And so it really is making sure to get in front of people every week. And so for me, it's improving that consistency. But I'm just really excited about what's going on, that we're all working together on this and at a level that is pulling together more than I've ever witnessed before. I mean, we've always been together, but this is this new Team Kaizen, the new president, the new energy is so such a higher level of consciousness. And the whole thing about the little things that'll creep in when you're on a roll, the inevitable is going to come, and being prepared to fight the good fight of negative thoughts. Don't let them in. When they do come, call for help. Seek other partners in this business, and we just keep pulling each other up. That's how we win. And I'm just excited. It's just going to be an awesome month. It's short, so it's make plans, get out there to events, check with the Chamber of Commerce, get on the calendars, plan events, and just really promote.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Absolutely. It's so exciting. Orlando's coming up. We're going to be there. We're going to get to celebrate together. I was looking on the schedule, and they have given us a lot of free time. And so there's going to be a lot of time for us guys, all of us, to get together, as a team, make these really strong connections to even strengthen more our working relationship together. I loved what you said, nip the negativity in the bud, hit the reset button, and if we can't do it for ourselves, call right away. Call your swim buddy, call us. Pop that A.L. Williams tape into the CD player. I mean, whatever it takes. But just like the Seahawks last night, they lost the Super Bowl. But they're already, they're winners.
For next
year. They're champions. They know in their heart that they're winners. And they're ready to play the next game. They'll be there, and they'll be on their A game. And that's the same for all of us, So it's how fast can we get back up? So, Henrietta, I think we got a couple minutes left here, and you sent your number, so go ahead and share, please.
Okay, good morning. For me, I guess the aha moment was realizing the importance of doing those things that will strengthen my belief in the products and in the company and in the business itself. So I've been making a focused effort to do that, to read more, to listen to more tapes, to get on the calls, and also the importance of follow-up. That's been one of the biggest drawbacks for me is I will share, but then the follow-up is where I will fall down. And so I am really putting forth a greater effort to do that. And also because I have been doing my own research. If someone says something about another product, then I spend some time looking into that product so I can compare. So when I talk to them, I can show them the advantage of what NECAN has to offer. And then I think it was David who shared, revisiting my why and to keep me motivated. So that's That's what I've been. And also, I realized the importance of examining the five pillars of health. I think when I first got into NECAN, I, you know, there's a lot of things that I didn't take seriously as far as what it meant. And now that I am putting more focused effort in and I'm starting to revisit and really look into the importance of the things that NECAN has always said. So.
Fantastic. Thank you, Henrietta. You know, follow-up is huge. And our the GoPro book by Eric Worre that I think all of you have, and if you don't get it, we're using it in our Silver Express because, you know, these seven steps, the seven skills, that's what we're going to be going over and over and over again. And skill number four is follow-up. And read the chapter in GoPro on follow-up. And he talks about, you know, it's always set the next appointment. Every time you meet with somebody, maybe you demoed a product, maybe you loaned them a CD, but always before you leave, before you get off the phone or before you leave them in person, set the next appointment. It's about the next appointment. It's not necessarily trying to close people right there and then. It's building that relationship. So what's the next step? He uses like on a scale of 1 to 10, like after the presentation, where do you see yourself? And like maybe they say a 5 or 6, what would it take to get you to the next, you know, up a couple steps? And maybe they'll say, well, I want to know more about the compensation plan, or I want to know more about the product. You always set the next appointment. You give them another CD or you send them another link, and you set a specific time, not vague, not like, okay, we'll talk next week or we'll talk next Saturday. No, it's what time on Saturday. You know, what's a good time for you on Saturday, morning or afternoon? Okay, afternoon, let's see, early afternoon, late afternoon. Okay, early afternoon. How about 1 o'clock? Does that work? They say, no, 2 o'clock's better. Okay, 2 o'clock. So we're going to call at 2 o'clock, right? Yep, and what number am I going to call you at? And you get the number. And now you have a specific time, and they have a specific time. So you're not chasing people around, and it just works lots better. And people need 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 exposures before their trust level, their belief level, their comfort level is high enough for them to make a decision to move forward. Yes, maybe you could sell them a product right up front, but to have a business partner in NECAN, it takes time to develop that relationship. It's like going on a date and getting to know somebody well enough to get married, you know. It's always set the next appointment. So everybody read that chapter because I just read it. It's fabulous. It's fantastic. So the GoPro book, the chapter on follow-up. And use your prospect tracking sheet so you know that you've got them through all those steps, because that's how you'll know, you know, that they have all the information they need to make an intelligent decision.
And I sent you guys another prospect tracker, and I added, so the first blank is to identify their desire for change or their interest, and it shows that you can use form, family, occupation, recreation, motivation, form, you know, asking people quality questions, what's going on in their life, what would they like different. Then the next box is intro. And that's using an audio or a video, a link, a CD, a brochure. And I put also the four-year career and vital care. So choose vital care. Those are the two that Dave Johnson is recommending that we all use, is either the four-year career or the Roger Drummer choose vital care, that you get the link on eagleexpo.com, and you can buy them at the DVDs that focus on growth. So let's all use those, and it's great to use both of them. I mean, not both at the same time, first one and then the other, but whichever order that you want. And then under one-on-one appointments, it's great to have a one-on-one appointment, or I just put, I'll send you a new one, put home party, because that's a great way for a first exposure when you get together like that at a home party. And then farther down, when you get to the bigger picture, let all of us be using, when we sit down for a presentation, whether it's one-on-one, whether it's at your in-home, whether it's like a Skype call with us or, you know, an ABC conference call, let's be using the NECAN presentation that we get on Pathfinders And then also Dave Johnson's A Plan to Win that he does every Wednesday night is to plug people into that. So that's kind of our process. I mean, there's lots of other thrillers. I mean, if they're interested in bone health, if they're interested in children's health, if they're in, you know, whatever their interest is, be sure to use that information also. But if we all use the same basics, it's going to duplicate a lot faster. So, okay, you guys, your homework, if you haven't already, is listen to that Botanist call, 100 in 100 days. Let's all make the, well, I would like to encourage all of us to make that decision to get 100 people into the process in the next 90 days. Let's make a really big 90-day push. If that can possibly fit into your schedule, it can really, really solidify your track to be a Team Kaizen member and to review that prospect tracker and use it and to, you know, print out your Teach 3 to Reach 3 blueprint and be filling that in with your QEs and to write your, you know, visualize yourself on stage in Orlando as a Team Kaizen member and write your speech. So, there we go.
Congratulations, you guys. Thank you, everyone, for being on. Be sure and get your numbers in so we can have you share next week. And
have a super week and call us. We're here to support you guys.
Saturday coming up, we will celebrate new, you know, the top 10 and new ranks, and we have a new silver.
Oh, right. Barb Hubbard, new silver. It's going to be exciting. So, yeah, be on Saturday and have your team on, please.
Okay, love you guys.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for being on. And here.
Thank you, bye.
Thank you, bye. Have a great week, you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks. Conference muted.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
You're unmuted. You can talk.
Bye-bye.
Woo-hoo! Yay, team.